Emil, did you want to have a little recap of yesterday, or we want to start right into chapter 4? Maybe one of the young men would help us. What did we learn yesterday?
Would you like to have a recap? Yes? No? Maybe? Undecided? No verdict? Wake up? No? I'll do it anyway for a second.
See, public opinion doesn't mean anything. Dictatorship is the best form of government. Democracy doesn't work.
We are in the book of Romans and we are on the Roman road, and we have made it very clear yesterday, and I want to hear you. Why are we studying the book of Romans? That we might be what? No, I can't hear. I'm getting old. That we might be what?
Established.
So nobody could push you out.
That's right.
Make your feet wobbly. Play tricks on your mind in regard to what God have done for you and what the Lord Jesus have done to bring you in such a sphere, that circle of blessing, that nobody pushes you out. And to prove that, see, God uses even logic to reason with man. You see, people tell you that the Bible is just, it doesn't make any sense. Really, it does. The book of Romans is really a very good argument to prove what God wanted to say. He doesn't just state the fact, but he uses reason. Because he said in Isaiah, let's reason together. He bring reason here to prove to man that man in his state is no good. I think Brother Chuck used the expression yesterday, bankrupt. Good for nothing, useless. And remember, I made a comment about a courtroom, because we want to bring a verdict here and we want to agree with God or disagree with God. So he brings, the Jewish people have classified the world into two group of people, Jews and Gentiles. The Romans have classified the world into three group of people. There are the barbarian, the heathen. There are the civilized people, and there are the Jews, the religious people. Are you with me so far? And today, there are these three categories in the world today. You have people who are uncivilized, barbarian. You know, you look down on them. And they have the refined people, the civilized people. These are the people that, you know, use fork and knife to eat their French fries. That's how civilized you are. You know, very, very, you know, articulate in everything. And then you have the religious people that would not eat even cheeseburger, you know, because it's not kosher. So these are the people that you have around you all the time. And God is bringing them into a court before you guys. Are you with me here? The juries, to make a judgment. He brings the uncivilized people and he said, I created the world. The heaven declare the glory of God. And yesterday in the group, somebody said, well, is really creation will help people to understand God? And we brought the example of Job. Job was there. There was no Grove City for Job. There was no Bible for Job. There was nothing. All he had really is the creation of God. And in the book of Job, you read much about the greatness of the creation. So the creation convicted Job that there is a God. And he had a relationship with him. Are you with me? Then we have the civil, and these guys have turned away from God and made their own God and made statues and made whatever they want to make to worship. They are guilty before God. They rejected the knowledge of God. Then you have the second group. As I told you, they use a fork and knife to eat their French fries. Very civilized, very proper. But they have a problem. They were fake. They have a conscience. And the apostle in chapter 1 and verse... in chapter 2 and in verse 15, underline it. I'm not going to read it. He speak about their conscience that witness to them. Look at the mirror. Are you really saying that these people are immoral? And you, in your own heart, you know, you exactly do exactly the same thing, but you cover it up. You're guilty before God. The first group are guilty. The second group are guilty. The third group. No, we are the religious people. We're really upright and we follow the law of God. Seriously? What did you guys do, you Jewish people, you religious people, when the Lord took you out of the land of Egypt and Moses went up to the mountain? What did they do? What did they build? a calf, a golden calf, a cow, and worship what? A cow. Are they really different than the first group of people? It's the same thing. And he said, you blaspheme the name of God because of this hypocrisy that you have in. So he came to the conclusion and he said, does anybody have any disagreement now that all mankind, all the children of Adam, are guilty, are worthless, they could not do anything for themselves, and they deserve the sentence of death. The wages of sin is what? Death. That's what it is. That's a payment. Wages means payment. You do something, you get paid for it. You sin, the payment for it is death. Eternal punishment, eternal damnation. That's on every mankind. Every mouth will be stopped. I think it was in the gospel mentioned last night that what are you going to do when you stand before God? I told the group yesterday, you know, you could stand and argue about how good you are and you never did anything wrong. How about if I have just a clip of a video because I had a camera somewhere that showed that you were doing something in front of everybody. How many of you would like that? Things that you think nobody have seen you. When you're sitting at your computer and you're very quick to look at something, and when you see somebody coming or on your phone and you kind of change the screen right away and you think nobody have seen it. And you think you got away with it. And here is the camera of God is watching. And then you stand before him in that day. And he said, but I didn't do anything. Really? Let's go to the video. And then he showed what are you going to say? Your mouth was, what are you going to say? It's right there. You are caught in the act. Every human being is caught in the act. And everyone is guilty. That's really the conclusion. That is the verdict. We are all guilty before God. But thank God, that's not the end of the story. I really, really, I am very grateful. Because if that's the end of the story, I will be just in the lake of fire. Trust me. I will be in the lake of fire if it wasn't for the grace of God and the work of the Lord Jesus. So that is really the first three chapters. We talk about the righteousness of God. And then we're going to link that about what does that mean. And Brother Chuck brought us to two examples in the Old Testament, Abraham and David. And I'll stop there.
So we ended yesterday with a wonderful God who was just. Not only was he just, but he was the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. How remarkable that statement is. And then we come to these verses that begin chapter 4. And there's a question. Questions are wonderful things. They bring out the thoughts that come from the recess of the mind. They help me to analyze something. The apostle says through the Spirit of God, what shall we say then that Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found? For if Abraham were justified by works, what does that mean? If Abraham were justified by works, he would have a long catalog of the things that he had done that he was going to present to God, and they would then be that which God would put his stamp upon. Hey, Abraham is okay. Do you know something? God is quick to tell us that's not what happened. Read the verses here. What saith the scripture? Yesterday, we had over and over and over that in a world that has no standard, the Christian has a standard. The standard is found in the Word of God. The question, what saith the Scripture? That should be in every phase of my life as a believer. Not what do I think, not what do the brethren think, not what does somebody else think. What does the Scripture say? So I come and I bring that point to this verse. What does the Scripture say? Does it say Abraham worked for God? Yesterday the question was asked. Good question. When do good works come in to the life of a believer? This is a verse that really helps me link that. That Abraham didn't work and then God receive him. But Abraham believed what God said. Abraham believed God. Excuse me. He believed God. And it counted, or was counted unto him for righteousness. I'll just connect it with verse 4. If there's somebody here that's working, you haven't by grace accepted what our Lord Jesus has done. Do you know what the scripture says? You're just going further and further and further into debt. To him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. Some young brother, tell me, what was grace? Yesterday we had that. The undeserved gift. God didn't give me what I did deserve, but he did give me what I didn't deserve. Grace, God's unmerited favor to you and I. Not reckoned of grace, but of debt. For someone that says, look, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to work. I'm going to please him. God says, wait a minute. You're on a dead end. Others perhaps will have something.